Let's continue our time to worship with His Word.
一起敬拜, 用上帝的话。
As I was preparing this message,
当我准备这篇信息的时候,
I realized that God has taken 6 decades of my life to teach me this one lesson.
我意识到上帝用了整整60年来教导我今天这个信息。
I study this portion of scripture.
我仔细研读这段圣经。
I even wrote a thesis on that.
我甚至写下了一个短文。
And even my dissertation was this. But God used some other lesson, some other way to teach me what does this means.
上帝给我的功课和我的想象不大一样。
One night I was curious. I wonder what the world think about what I'm going to preach today.
有一天晚上我在想这个世界会对我今天的信息有怎样的评价。
Live to die and die to live.
必死的更必须要活。
And I wonder what Google has to say about this.
我想看看Google上会怎么
In Chinese.
在中文上。
So I checked Google.
所以我在Google上搜索了一下。
You know what he said?
你知道Google怎么说吗?
活着死去死。 I was so frustrated.
Google的翻译让我实在是无话可说。
And the scripture from Ephesians 2:1-7,
今天的经文在以弗所书第二章第一到第七节,
tells us it's imperative experience for Christians all to die.
告诉我们基督徒的生命要想有基督的样式必须在基督里先死掉。
To die.
先要死。
And to live.
然后才能活。
A man has a doctor's appointment one day, and just before he was about to go to that appointment, he got a phone call from the nurse.
有一个人要去看医生，在他看医生之前，医院的护士给他来了电话。
The nurse has strong Australian accent. We know that they tend to pronounce A with I.
这个护士正好是个澳大利亚人。 所以他的口音有很重的澳大利亚口音，他们常常把A说成I。
Over the phone, the nurse was to confirm that he was coming to the appointment.
这个护士打电话的目的就是想确认他明天会来到这个诊所。
Instead of asking, "Are you coming today?" she asked, "Are you coming to die?"
这个护士本来想说你明天来吗？ 可是因为他的发音，他这个说起来好像你明天来死吗？
I'm not going to die.
这个人说，我不是想去死哦。
A former missionary in China for 50 years, Dr. Nelson Bill, who was also the father-in-law of Billy Graham.
有位宣教士，他的名字叫Nelson Bell，他就是葛培里牧师的岳父。
And he once said this. He said that those who are ready to die are those who are ready to live.
他曾经在中国服侍50年，他曾经说过这样一句话，他说， 只有那些准备面对死亡的人才真正的知道怎样活着。
If Dr. Nelson Bill was right, which I think he was,
如果Nelson博士说的是对的话，
Now if I can assume that we are all here living today,
那我相信每个在座的都是活着的人。
May I also assume that we are all ready to die?
也让我相信大家都准备好了面对死亡。
60 or more years after the resurrection, Christ revealed himself to the beloved disciple John.
主耶稣复活之后大概60年左右，他向他所爱的门徒约翰显现。
And he immediately fell as dead at his feet.
约翰见到主之后，
We know that from this man's sinful nature cannot see the visions of and the glory of God and stay alive.
我们知道因为人的罪恶的本性人不能见神还活着。
It needs the death of natural life in order for the life of God to enter in.
我们罪恶的生命必须首先死掉然后上帝圣洁的生命才能够进驻到我们生命里边。
So upon which Christ then laid his hands on the Apostle John and said, Don't be afraid, I am the living one who died. Look, I'm alive forever and ever.
主耶稣把他手放在约翰的身上说不要害怕我是那位曾经死过如今活着并且活到永远的那一位。
He reminded John that he too had passed through death so that he could rise to the life and to the glory of God.
他提醒约翰说他也曾经经过死亡但如今他在上帝里边上帝的荣耀中活着。
For Christ and those who are following him, there is one way to the glory of God that is death to sin and to ourselves.
对所有跟随基督的人只有一条路可以在基督里面活着就是我们要对自己的罪和旧的生命首先死亡。
Unfortunately, it's not a negotiable lesson.
不幸的是这不是一个可以讨价还价的功课。
To have a fellowship with Christ and to experience his living power is not possible without the sacrifice and all that bears in us of the world and its sin.
如果要与基督有好的关系我们首先必须向这个世界和向自己罪恶的生命彻底死掉。
The disciple experienced this reality when Christ first made his great challenge to his disciple. If anyone will come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
主耶稣第一次向门徒们提出这样的挑战就是记载在马太福音耶稣说如果有人要来跟随我就必须舍己背起他的十字架然后来跟随我。
Have you ever had a near-death experience?
请问大家有没有濒临过死亡的经历呢？
There was an US Air Force pilot whose jet was shut down during one of the tasks at the Second World War.
有一位飞行员美军的飞行员在二战时候在战争中被敌军打下来。
He was let alone in the Pacific Ocean for 21 days without anything more than a lifeboat, few candies, and a bottle of water.
他在一个人在太平洋上漂流了21天，只有一个救生艇和一瓶水和几块糖果。
He had gone through many days without food, without water, without hope, and without life.
经过了很多天的没有吃的，没有水喝，也没有还生的希望。
He was rescued later, and then he became a totally different person there after.
后来他得救了，然后这个人就完全的改变了。
The Apostle John tasted the near-death experience. He then understood what does that mean to live.
使徒保罗、使徒约翰也是有了这个经历死亡差不多要经过死亡的经历，因此他才明白什么叫做活着。
If Christians do not experience the death with Christ in our own sin, it is almost impossible for us to live with Christ and to live for Christ.
如果基督徒不经历向己向罪死亡，就没有法经历在神里面活着和为神而活着。
Before I realized this, I had spent years of my life pursuing self-interest, self-fulfillment, and vainglory, security, and much more. Like you know that.
我曾经在意识到这个功课之前，也是曾经为自己的兴趣啊、成功啊、安逸啊奋斗过许多年。
Those years of my life cannot really be counted as living for God.
那些日子现在回想起来，真的不能够被称为为主而活。
The life that I have led was too easy, too cheap.
我曾过的生活是这样的廉价。
The quality of my life without sharing the death experience with Christ only depreciate the value of his death on the cross.
我们没有与基督同死的生命 只能够让基督在十字架上所成就的救恩显得这样的廉价。
Paul said in Galatians 1:15 say, But when God who set me apart from the birth and called me by his grace was pleased to reveal his son in me so that I might preach him among the Gentiles.
保罗在加拉太书中这样说，然而那把我从母腹里分别出来又施恩召我的神，既然乐意将他儿子启示在我心里，叫我把他传在外邦人当中。
Paul tells us that it pleased God to reveal his son. It pleased God to reveal his son. And this, he was so pleased, he was so excited that God is so excited that reveal his son to Paul.
保罗说，上帝喜悦将他的儿子启示给我。
He gave his testimony as a result of that revelation. He said, Christ lives in me.
保罗而且说，上帝向他启示基督的结果就是基督如今活在我的生命当中。
The important mark of his life is that he is crucified with Christ.
保罗生命中最大的特征就是他与基督一同死在十字架上。
And that enabled him to say, I no longer live.
这使得保罗能够说，如今活着的不再是我了。
In Christ, Paul had found the death of self.
因为他在基督里已经死了。
Because this experience was dead, he was able to say, May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这样的经历，保罗能够说，我断不以别的夸口，是夸口我们主耶稣基督的十字架。
So we know what Paul really boast of.
所以我们知道保罗所这个引以为傲的是什么。
Let me invite all of you to challenge your life with this same question. What do you boast of?
可不可以让我在这里向大家挑战，问问你自己，你所引以为傲的是什么呢？
What do you boast of?
你所骄傲的是什么？
Perhaps there's no need for you and I to tell people what we really boast of. People know. People who are close us enough will know what we really boast of.
也许我们根本就不需要向人说，因为我们和我们很亲近的人早已经知道什么对我们最重要。
They know by the way we live.
他们借着我们如何生活就知道。
By the word that we use.
我们所说的话。
By the thing that we go after.
我们所追求的。
They know that.
他们都知道。
Do you?
你知道吗？
Good stories are true. They illustrate with particular circumstances, whether factual or fictional, the truth that we all live through one way or the other.
好的故事常常借着一些事件告诉我们生命中的真谛。
The reason for telling the story, as William Faulkner once observed, is to illuminate the ageless, eternal struggle of being human.
有一位名人叫做 William Faulkner， 他曾经说，这个讲故事的目的就是想让人知道，为了显明人生当中永恒不断的这些征战。
I want to share with you the story of Jim Waddle。
牧师想跟大家分享一个人的故事，这个人叫Jim something
Waddle。Jim was raised in Queen Anne Hill。A middle-class neighborhood in Seattle.
Jim 就生活在西雅图的 Queen Anne Hill. 他的家境很好。
And his mother was generous, and his father incarnated the virtue of American work ethics.
他的妈妈很慷慨，爸爸是勤奋工作。
Through completing seventh grade of formal education, his dad had achieved much, rising to positions of general manager of steamship in.And then worked as a captain in the Navy Reserve.
他爸爸虽然只受过七年的正规教育，但是因为他的努力工作，他在事业上有很大的成就，最后成了一个一条海军舰艇的总经理并且是美国海军后备军人的一个船长。
Jim's father proclaimed the gospel of hard work.And extol the virtue of education and financial independence.
Jim 的爸爸崇尚努力工作，很重视教育，也跟孩子讲这个经济独立的重要性。
And Jim practiced what was preached.
Jim 也很听爸爸的话。
He played basketball, studied diligently, achieved ranking into the top 10 of his high school class, and eventually entered University of Washington for college education his father had planned for him.
所以 Jim 在中学的时候参加许多打篮球啊，也学习很努力，最后在他们班上毕业前十名毕业，然后考进华盛顿大学，也正好是满足了他爸爸的心愿。
But during his first, his freshman year, Jim spent more time fooling around than study and nearly flunk out.
可是 Jim 在大学头一年参加了很多社会活动，以致没有好好学习，差点就辍学了。
This created crisis at his home.
这件事情造成了家庭的一场纷争。
It was the only time my father violently disciplined me, he recalled.
他说回忆起来说，这是他爸爸第一次狠狠地揍了他一顿。
He was so mad that he had tears in his eyes. He knew that I had failed because I did not even try.
他看到爸爸如此的失望，看到泪水含在眼中，因为他知道他之所以没有考好成绩，是因为他没有好好学习。
This confrontation brought Jim back straight and narrow road of hard work.
这次冲突让 Jim 重新回到了努力学习、好好工作的这条路上。
He settled down to the task of earning a degree and commission in Navy through Reserve Officer Training Corps.
他努力学习，后来得到了学位，然后在海军找到了一份工作。
He enjoyed school and hated the engineering major he was advised to pursue.
虽然他很喜欢学习，可是他不是很喜欢这个做工程师这件事。
What he really interested was business.
他事实上他真正想做的是拥有一间公司。
He dreams of financial independence, owning a company, being a millionaire before he turns 40.
他实在是做梦都想成为一个有钱人，希望能在40岁的时候成为百万富翁。
So after his graduation, he went to Navy Supply Corps School to learn business.
所以后来他就到了海军一个学校去学习怎么样管理企业。
Graduating sixth in the class of 186 gave him the opportunity to choose where he could serve.
后来他毕业的时候，在同学186名同学当中，他是第六名毕业了，因此他有机会去选择他在哪里去工作。
He chose Hawaii, but his experience in Hawaii is more than just gain some suntan.
他选择了夏威夷，而且他在夏威夷的工作给他带来很多的经验。
He improved his leadership and organizational skill.
他的领导才能和管理才能得到大大的提升。
Those skills continued to mature him after Navy discharge.
后来他从海军复员之后，这个管理和领导能力继续得到发挥。
He gained another BA and MA, and then he joined the faculty for a year. And then in June 1964, he became the Western Region's sales representative for National Lead Industry.
后来他又得到了一个学士学位和硕士学位，然后在学校教书一年。后来在1964年的6月份，他成为了一个公司叫做 National Lead Industry 在西部的销售总监。
The office was based on LA, and so Jim took his new bride, Ellie, to the land of opportunity.
因为工作在洛杉矶，所以他就将他新婚的妻子 Ellie 也带到了洛杉矶。
Making the long story short, he was offered a higher paid job,which gave him opportunity to gain broader connection within that industries.
长话短说，这个 Jim 在这个工作这个地方得到了很好的锻炼，认识了许多人。
In other words, this job that gave him an opportunity to fulfill his dream.
换句话说，这个工作让他最后想自己成为老板的这个理想。
He gathers all the resources and along with his partners, They have their own company.
所以他找了几个同伴，一起开了公司。
Despite the fact that this business could have endangered his well-settled family life in suburban residence, his wife continued to support him wholeheartedly.
虽然工作让他花很多时间，在外边对家庭也是很大的损伤，可是他太太却一心一意的支持他。
In 1976, some of his business partners wanted to get out of the business and let him to extra mile to buy off the company share.
1976年，有几个伙伴，生意伙伴想退出，所以他不得不又花钱把这些人的 share 给买回来。
In less than 2 years later, the company had tripled in size, and he sold that company to a Japanese firm for mega bucks.
后来不到两年的时间，他将这个公司翻了三番，然后呢，他又把这个公司卖给了一个日本公司，得到了一大笔财产。
To use his word, his dream came true.
用他自己的话说，他的梦想实现了。
We have all the money we want.
我兜里有这么多钱。
And I have achieved what I have set up to do.
我实现了我的梦想。
Things could not been going better for Jim except one thing that he was diagnosed to have ALS Lou Gehrig disease.
好像一切都是一帆风顺，可是突然之间他被诊断出得了一个重病。
You got 3 years to live. Sell your house, take vacation, his doctor said.
医生对他说，你只有三年活头了，赶紧收拾东西准备去世吧。
It was literally unbelievable.
他实在是不能够想象。
He first disbelieved and then anger.
他首先是不能够承认这个事实，后来变得非常之愤怒。
What have I done? Why am I being punished?
我做了什么？为什么要惩罚我呢？
But this doesn't work.
可是抱怨没有用。
No answer come to set at the rest of his questioning mind.
无论怎样焦急和愤怒都得不到答案。
Instead, he was brought to the peace to confront with the reality of God.
可是没想到的是，他就在这个时候遇见了耶稣。
I thought it was a dream, Jim remembered.
他回想说，我以为是一个梦。
But it might have been a vision that I'm not sure. It doesn't matter.
或者是一个异象，我也不晓得。
What happened was this. In the middle of the night, in my bedroom, It lit up, and I could see the face of Jesus.
他说，有一天晚上，突然之间，整个屋子都亮起来了，然后我看到了耶稣的面庞。
And his face was turned slightly, but his eyes were looking at me.
耶稣的脸好像头好像稍微转了一下，但他的眼睛看着我。
At once, I had feeling of warmth like I have a lot of brandy.
突然之间他觉得浑身有一种温暖，好像喝了一瓶威士忌之后的感觉。
You know, the warm feeling like my much experience with a CT scan. You know, when they inject the dye into your body and then your whole body just, bruised out.
就好像你做 CT scan 的时候，他把液体放在你身体里，你整个身体感觉到一种温暖。
He said that I sense his presence all around me and in me.
他说他感觉到基督的同在整个环绕着他，而且在他里边。
Then I woke up. Oh, maybe I have been awake. In any event, I was changed.
突然间他醒了，或者他说根本我就没有睡，但是有一件事实就是他突然间被改变了。
Jim's physical condition, however, did not change.
遗憾的是他的病情没有得到任何的好转。
But the disease could not reach to his spirit.
可是这个病痛不能够侵蚀到他的灵魂。
The contrast between his body and his vibrant personality would often startle others.
人们常常对他这个身体的情况和他的精神面貌不能够搞不清楚为什么他会这样的病痛却很有活力。
He still had concern. He worried about his family and become a burden. He wondered if he would be able to see his son's graduation from high school.
他也仍然有一些挂虑，考虑到家庭，考虑到孩子能不能毕业啊。
And he was still terrified the increasing pain that goes along with his dying body.
他也仍然经历病痛给他造成的痛苦。
These things make a lonely day and a long night difficult.
这个病痛让他白天晚上都很不舒服。
Yet he had the presence of God.
可是他有上帝的同在。
He said, God is with me.
他说上帝与我同在。
And I have no fears of death.
我就不惧怕死亡。
Jim's disease robbed him many things, finally took his life.
这个病最后夺走了 Jim 的生命。
But God used this disease to recreate him a better person.
可是上帝借着这个疾病让 Jim 成了一个更好的人。
Almost Jim's value changed before he died.
这个 Jim 的世界观在他死之前完全改变了。
He still has a goal he wants to achieve.
他仍然有追求的梦想。
But different standard this time.
可是这个标准却不一样了。
He said that I used to think achievement means being the president of a company and being surrounded by signs of material success.
他说我曾经认为成功就是做一个公司的老板拥有许多物质财物。
Now I know it's successful. Achievement means pleasing God and serving others.
可是他说我现在认为成功就是能够服侍上帝服侍他人。
His relationship with people changed.His value changed.
他与人的关系也得到了改变。
God used this horrible disease to turn his life around.
上帝借着这个可怕的疾病反转了这个人的生命。
He said, before I became sick, I wasn't a bad person at all.
他说我生病之前我也不是个坏人。
I didn't cheat or do anything, you know, other people did.
我没有欺骗我也没有做很多像别人做的坏事。
But my life was based on my own and me and myself and my desire.
但是我的生命的中心是我自己和我自己的梦想。
This profession he proved by the way he died.
他的这个新的信念知道死也没有改变。
His suffering and brokenness were present at the end.
他的病痛一直到他死也没有离开他。
But so was his trust in God.
可是他对上帝的信靠也一直没有放弃。
The story of Jim Wallow that he struggled to achieve something but was to stumble over the reality of life's limitation and fell into a pit.
这个故事告诉我们这个 Jim Wallow, 他一直想这个为了自己的梦想而征战可是后来因为生命的有限好像掉在一个窟窿里一样。
Then he grew into a attractive disciple of Jesus.
可是上帝却让他成为一个有吸引力的基督的门徒。
Whether Jim's ambition was a secular or religious one, he wanted that many of us want.
无论 Jim 的理想是属世的或者是属灵的他有很多想望跟我们每个人都一样。
Materials,Security and power.
物质的享受和权力。
And his hard driving can-do spirit helped him to achieve much.
他的努力勤奋让他让他得到了他所想要的。
He incarnated the American dream.
他真的是实现了美国梦。
Eventually, however, he crashed into his own mortality which all positive thinking in the world could not remove.
可是最后他像所有人一样掉进了自己的坑里无论是多么努力工作积极的思维都没有法改变现状。
And he experienced the brokenness of his life, and this was his first step toward his new wholeness.
借着疾病他经历到人生的无奈生命的破碎因此他来到了上帝那里。
God met him in the pit.
好像上帝在空中遇到了他。
In the pit.
在这个坑里边遇到他
，and then transform him，
然后上帝改变了他
into a man of joy and peace，
让他成为一个有喜乐、有平安的人。
We too have ambition，
我们每个人都有各种理想。
We live in a culture that tells us our dreams can be realized if you work it hard enough.
我们的世界告诉我们，如果你够努力，够积极，你就会成功。
But at one time or the other, in one way or the other, we wake up in reality.
可是无论怎样，有一天我们都会看到现实是多么的残酷。
We often learn with great pain that we cannot always have what we desperately want.
我们常常要付上很大的代价才学到并不是我们想要的一切都可以得到的。
Perhaps a marriage leaves us lonelier than we thought possible.
也许婚姻并没有我们想象的这样美好。
Or a single life feel like an inescapable prison.
或者是单身的生活又好像一个逃不出的监狱一样。
Or your vocational advancement has been blocked.
或者是你在事业上的追求突然遇到了阻力。
Or your health become an issue.
或者是你健康出的状况。
Or God seems to have locked himself in an unresponsive heaven.
这时好像上帝在遥远的天际从来都没有对我有任何的回应。
Our life hit with a disappointment.
我们遇到了很多失望。
And that can send us straight to the pit.
让我们好像一下掉到一个深坑里边。
The end of the fantasies can be the beginning of life based on the reality of God.
但是这个想象的生活的尽头是上帝的开始。
Like Oswald Chambers once said this, God disciplined us by disappointment.
有一位著名的作家叫做 Oswald Chambers， 他曾经这样说：“他说，上帝用失望来调教我们。
Life may have been going like a torrent, then suddenly down comes a barrier of disappointment。”
他说：“生命如同湍流的河水，突然之间一道失望的障碍出现在面前。
”Until we slowly learn that the disappointment was his.Appointment.
直到有一天我们慢慢的认识到这个失望恰好就是上帝的精心安排。
If Oswald Chambers is right, and I believe he is, we would do well to stop running from our own disappointment in order to learn the lesson God has for us.
如果 Oswald Chambers 是对的话我相信上帝借着生命中的失望来让我们更认识他。
Only God revealed in Christ is big enough to save us.
只有基督才能够真正满足我们心中。
He alone can deliver us from self-centeredness, intensifying our hunger.
只有基督能够让我们从自我为中心的生命中逃脱出来。
For He alone has power enough to lift us out of ourselves.
只有基督有能力让我们从自我当中站立出来。
We live between Good Friday and Easter Sunday.
好像我们生活在两个日子，一个是基督受难的日子，一个是基督复活的日子。
In this side of crucifixion, we live in the freedom of grace and the joy of companionship.
因为基督的牺牲，我们生活在上帝所赐予的平安和恩典当中。
Our self-centeredness has been forgiven.
我们的自我为中心已经被上帝
赦免。And we have the presence of Holy Spirit.
被上帝赦免。
Even at the worst time and the most God-forsakenness suffering.
上帝的圣灵与我们同在。
But the healing of our brokenness and fulfillment of our deepest longing will not be ours until Sunday.
可是这个我们生命中的破碎和上帝的医治要到这个基督复活的那天才能够实现。
Until Sunday, the Sunday of Resurrection.
直到基督复活的主日。
So in the meantime, we live in the faith of grace of God, of Good Friday, and the hope in the deliverance of Easter Sunday.
所以在此同时，我们生活在对上帝的信心，因为他的恩典让我们有基督复活的盼望。
growing up in Christian church, Easter is more celebration than construction of who we are, because the wrong question has been asked.
我们在教会长大的人，很多时候 Easter 失去了它的真正的意义。
People ask if Christ was risen, then why he did that? In other words, Easter has been more apologetic than inner seeking of significance of life.
人们常常对 Easter 有这样的问题，说如果耶稣从死里复活，那他为什么要这样做呢？所以复活节常常成了一个我们为福音辩护的一个节日。
It's much easier for me to say Happy Easter.
其实对人说复活节快乐是很容易的一件事情。
Provided that watered down happiness can last as long as the caffeine a Starbucks coffee can provide.
如果你喝了足够量的 Starbucks coffee, 你这是很容易做的事情。
However, I wanted to invite you to walk with me this morning in searching the meaning of life.
但是今天早晨我希望跟大家一起来寻求生命的意义到底是什么呢？
The question is challenged when health becomes an issue like what I'm going through today.
我们常常会面临这个不可逃避的问题，尤其在你的健康出现状况的时候。
Much has been gone through medically, but life itself reflects much more than who we are and how we feel.
就像我经历这个病痛一样，医生做了很多治疗，但是对生命的对生命的思考远远比我是谁和我感觉怎么样更重要。
As challenged as it is, let us live with what is meant to be in a glorious way, to reflect our worship to Him day in and out.
尽管生命不易，也经历许多病痛，但是但愿我们能一起为主而活。
Like this, the song that we sang, Because He Lived.
刚刚我们所唱那首歌，因他活着。
The last verse is, then one day I'll cross the river.
最后一句说，有一天我会趟过这条河。
And fight with life's final war of pain.
与生命最后的这个征战去征战。
Admitting that I myself is not a swimmer.But I feel like I'm going across the river.
尽管我不会游泳，可是我似乎感觉到我正在趟过生命最后的河水。
And I'm very happy.
我很高兴。
That God is swimming with me.
上帝一直与我同在。
For those who are not sure if you are ready to die, I have two news for you.
对我们当中还没有准备好死的人，我有一个我想跟你说句话。
One good news and one bad one.
一个好的消息，一个坏的消息。
All right, let me start with the bad one.
我先说说坏的消息。
The bad news is that we are all appointed to die.
坏消息说按照命定，人人都有一死。
It shouldn't be a news anyway.
这实在不是个新闻。
We know that.
我们都知道，每人都要死。
We just ignore the reality that we cannot deny.
我们只是常常去忽略这个我们不能逃避的话题。
We don't want to talk about that, even to think about this.
我们甚至不愿意想死的。
But it will still come at the appointed time, Bible said.
可是这个死亡一定会按时到来。
Last summer, my oncologist told me that if nothing has been done, I would have 1 year to go.
去年夏天的时候，我的医生跟我说，如果你不做任何的治疗，你只有一年的时间可以活了。
I believe what he had to say, he said.
我相信他说的是对的。
But I even believe more that my life is in the hands of God.
但是我更相信我的生命是在上帝的手里。
And whatever he said, it is done.
无论上帝说什么都会实现。
To me, every day is a gift.
对我来说，每一天都是一个礼物。
And I think, after all, the bad news is not that bad at all.
他说事实上这个坏消息也并没有那么坏。
Now I also have a good news for you.
那我现在有一个好的消息要告诉你。
The good news is the Bible said in Hebrew, there is judgment after death.
好消息是圣经说死后有审判。
This is to say, this is something going on even after death.
就是说，甚至你死亡死了之后，还有审判的。
So death itself is not an end.
所以死亡并不是最后的结局。
The party is not over yet.
这个聚会还没有结束。
There's another event that's coming up called judgment that we have a lot of misunderstanding about it.
就是说死了之后，人要面临一个现实，就是上帝的审判。
Judgment.It's a term that, like, God is coming to us.
审判的意思就是上帝来到了我们当中。
He said, "For God so loved the world, and He gave His Son to us."
圣经告诉我们说，神如此的爱我们，他把他自己的儿子赐给了我们。
For God did not send His sons to the world to condemn the world, but to save us.
因为上帝派他儿子来，不是要审判世界。而是要拯救世界。
First he gave, and then he saved.
首先他给了，然后他拯救。
The judgment is about God coming, approaching us.
这个审判就是上帝来到了我们当中。
To reconcile us.
与我们和好。
To save us from eternal separation with him.
把我们从与上帝永远的隔离当中
拯救出来。And that judgment tells those who are with God.And those who are not.
这个审判是对所有人，面对所有人的，无论你信上帝和不信上帝。
Are you in or out?
你是在上帝的生命里边，还是在外边？
Maybe today is the best opportunity to make up your mind to accept His gifts of eternal life.That God has wanted to have you have His own love.
也许今天就是你最好的机会，接受上帝所赐给你最好的生命的礼物。
Don't wait until tomorrow.
不要等到明天。
If you have any questions about God's offer as eternal life,
如果你对上帝这个永生的礼物有什么问题的话
，After meeting, please come to see Jai.
聚会之后来找我
，and Andy，
或者 Andy 弟兄
，and anyone that you know who comes to ECCSKC，
或者教会任何一位你信任的弟兄。
Don't wait until tomorrow，
不要拖到明天。
God bless you，
上帝祝福每一位。
God bless your heart，
上帝祝福你的心。
For those who are ready to die，
对那些。已经准备好在基督里死的人。
May I also ask you a question?
我也可以问你一个问题吗？
Are you ready to live?
你有准备好为主而活吗？
Can I have hands?
能不能请大家举手？
Well, a lot of people are not so willing to live.
还有很多人没有准备好。
Anybody is ready to live?
还有很多人没有准备好去活着。
Amen. Because he lives, we live.
因他活着，我们也活着。
Because he lives, we live.
因他活着
He lives in a glorious way.
他在荣耀中活着
That's, we don't live in a crappy way.
所以我们要不要活得很悲惨
Let us rejoice.
让我们一起欢呼雀跃
Let's pray.
我们祷告
Father, we thank you for today.
天父我们感谢你今天
It reminds us of your great gift.
让我们想到你的你赐给我们的礼物
，the gifts of life，
生命的礼物。
You die and you live.
你经过死亡，你又重新复活。
So you want us to live.
你让我们与你一起复活。
Live in a glorious way.
在荣耀中活着。
Like it was meant to be.
这就是你的设计。
In Christ's name we pray.
我们奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, we're going to have two things. We're going to have a recognition